and I'm Matt.
We don't give a toss about Britney, Whitney, or Shitney.
Let's go inside.
Thanks for downloading Hans Island podcast number 14 here in the middle of November 2005. We really are going to only know half the facts this week. Actually, let the master immediately show the way, this time in Hanover.
Jesper Rasmussen, anti-globalization fuckhead.
Hi, it's Jesper here. I'm sitting in a really cool and anti-global cafe here in Hanover, in Germany, in Deutschland. I know it's an anti-global cafe because there's only one of these cafes and they make their own sandwiches. Can I have a local German baguette with Gouda and a large latte? Dankeschön. Me and Torsten are planning a demonstration outside IKEA here in Hanover. I want to make European people aware that the Swedish company called Saab make military things that are sold to bad people around the world. And also that IKEA is just as big as McDonald's and it tells poor people what trees to cut down, like in the jungle. And Torsten just wants to demonstrate against Swedish people. He's very tired of Swedish people always getting drunk in Copenhagen and singing "It's the final countdown," so he can't sleep. Dankeschön. Krieg ich Strom hier für mein iPod? We are now outside in the IKEA here in Hanover. We are in the car park, both of us, and we have a big banner that all the people can see. It says, IKEA is Swedish, global, and big. And underneath it also says, Swedish noisy people make guns. I think Torsten's dislike of Swedish people may be a problem for us.
Oh, for helvede. For fanden ikke fanden det, så det.
Our banner has broken. I must find something to repair it. I've just spent one whole hour inside IKEA, that fortress of evil. I was queuing so I could buy a piece of wood to hold our banner up with. Torsten is now going to unpack and assemble this piece of wood. A Swedish man has given me a letter and told us to go away or he will call the local German police. The letter says, write your banner in German next time, you fuckwit.
What does fuckwit mean?
I think we have touched a nerve here today, and maybe now will Swedish fighting planes not be killing people in Africa anymore. Or at least not be so noisy. Torsten says, Sweden, this was your final countdown.
Jesper Rasmussen, anti-globalization fuckhead.
Well, absolutely. For anyone who's ever been in Copenhagen on a Saturday night, you know exactly what Torsten was on about. Anyway, so this week I've been sitting here in the UK and have been bombarded on the radio, I listen to Classic FM, with commercials for new powerful gas heaters and house insurance that covers you for frozen pipes. This is apparently because this winter is forecast to be a really cold one. People of the UK, insulate your frickin' houses and stop attaching all your horrible-looking water pipes to the outside of your houses. Hello? Trust me, I'm Scandinavian. So, in the bigger scheme of things, I think I have nailed it on the head by getting a big boiler, a heater, a new one for my house. It was more expensive than insulating my house, but...
Environmental man saves the world from yet another cretin.
Absolutely. Hard-hitting stuff there. Fighting the corner of actual freedom and the right to fresh vegetables every day, alongside Jesper Rasmussen, albeit very badly, is environmental man. with a heavy emphasis on mental, obviously. Anyway, this week's podcast is indeed turning into a moaning session about Swedish people in general, English house building, and only Gaia knows what else. So to stay in that vein, here is a clip sent in by Mark. We'll have sussed him out in a couple of podcast time, I'm sure, but just for now, I'm convinced he's just a very grumpy old man. Well, not old, he's just a grumpy man that just needs to moan about things. I was thinking of calling this bit Off the Mark, or possibly even Mark-sism, but having heard it, I'm all insecure now. But anyway, give me some suggestions, my beloved audience. Here's Mark.
Mark's view of the world. It can't be as bad as it looks.
I mean, Bush has not signed up yet to the Kyoto Agreement. God knows why. Needless to say, being an oil industry person yourself, Mr. Bush, you'd obviously be a little bit hesitant about signing up to an agreement that would impact the amount of money that you're generating, your family's generating, and all your mates are generating off the back of not signing the agreement and ensuring that we have a less polluting society. Oh. All hail Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Fantastic game. Run around killing everyone, becoming a drugs baron. I mean, they should have called it Yardy. Young and really disillusioned inbreds. I mean, what the hell are they thinking? Moral decline? Yep, I think so. And the top of all, you've got to pay nearly 30 quid for a game. I mean, who's the winner? Society? Don't think so. Business opportunities out in the Arab states. US has thought, right, okay, we'll pile in there. Hostile takeover from a business perspective. We'll asset strip, control it. Fire the top guy. Needless to say, probably even fire the firing squad, but there you go. We'll put a pipeline in through the north. We'll try and negate some of the countries that are around it and control that region, because obviously, if you go back to the US, they can't produce enough oil to sustain the amount of pollution that they are targeting for to contradict the Kyoto ruling. So there needs to be that even balance. And obviously, if you're a huge power in society and you have the opportunity, and your armed forces are doing nothing, and you're involved in the munitions business as well, I mean, you need a good war to drive through that budgetary agenda that you have. A little bit of common sense would tell you, if you see anything bigger than a multi-storey car park heading towards you, made of water, high speed, and it's very quiet because it's obviously travelling at the speed of sound, now I wouldn't be going for my surfboard. You can always find a good portion of mad cow that you can have with your A1 steak sauce, so that you would have a mad cow, mad person, mad sauce burger that would be consumed in a mad country. Mad, anyway. Oh, did you know Australian football was originally designed to give cricketers something to do during the off-season? The irony being, what do cricketers do during the season? Anyway, I think that's pretty much it for me this week, Robert. I've busted up my ankle, so I'm laid up, feet in the air, doing nothing, so I'll be able to have a good review of what's out there. The weather's nice, so I may even sit in the garden on my steamer chair, checking out the internet, looking at a few sites, reviewing some of the world news, and consuming absolutely all the wrong information, and giving a totally opinionated review back here on Hans Island. Speak to you all soon.
Mark's view of the world. It can't be as bad as it looks.
Thanks for those extremely positive words there, Mark. More of Mark's thoughts to come in the future, I'm sure. It's quite astonishing how oil seems to be peeing a lot of people off these days. It really does boggle the mind how many people have got phenomenally strong views, yet we're all sitting in our cars in little traffic jams, thinking about, well, the person in front should really not be in their car all alone. Kind of idea. It is quite sad. I think we should do something about it. Anyway, I'm starting to get really not positive as well. The quick fire rounds. Did I just say quick fire? The quick fire rounds last podcast proved to be a bit of a hit. So actually, let's have another one straight away. Here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Quick fire.
Right, Heather, here are 10 questions. Choose one of them, please. Here we go. Yeti or Seti?
Yeti.
Border Collie or Yorkshire Terrier?
Border Collie.
CD or MP3?
CD.
Hollywood or Bollywood?
Bollywood.
Kilt with underwear or without underwear?
Or without.
Bill or Hillary?
Hillary.
Wallace or Gromit?
Gromit.
E.T. or Michael Moore?
E.T.
Alaskan oil or the future of our entire planet?
I would be the planet then.
So not Alaskan oil then. NASA or the European Space Agency?
NASA.
Really?
Thank you. That has been your quick fire round. Thanks a lot. That is really quite astonishing, isn't it? Again, Alaskan oil has been brought into this podcast. It's just amazing, isn't it? It doesn't matter who I do or what I do or however I do it. It's always there in the forefront of things. And so it must really be bugging me. In actual fact, I was listening to the promo of a really good podcast, which I thought is very, very professionally produced, etc., and actually quite noteworthy. It's from Alaska, the Alaskan Pod Show, I think it's called. Have a listen to this promo, because it mentions the whole Alaskan oil thing again. Here we go.
Hi, this is Scott Sloan, host of the Alaska Pod Show. That's right, we're just podcasters, podcasting from Anchorage, Alaska. No one really pays any attention to us up here, unless that is, President Bush finds more oil's been discovered in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, also known as ANWR, which you can't spell right anyway. There's a lot more to Alaska than finding oil and spilling it all over the place. So subscribe into our show and learn more about local music, events, things to see, and yes, other local podcasters, all the way from Anchorage to Talkeetna. Tune in to the Alaska Pod Show at www.alaskapodshow.com. And P.S., vote for us over at Podcast Alley. It keeps us all warm during the winter months.
So there you have it. There's another podcast for you to listen to. I'll put up the link on the website at www.freewebs.com/Hans Island. But on that whole energy note, there must be something we can all do. I mean, it can't be all that dim and grim, etc., etc. Now there are a couple of companies obviously that are spinning off the science involving the whole hydrogen thing with proton exchange membranes and stuff, and that's all. I mean, it's all workable, etc. It's just it's not come online and mainstream, etc., because, you know, all companies have got their interests to defend, etc., and, you know, car factories, it'll cost them a lot to change the way they produce things, etc., etc. So, you know, there are all these problems, but they're not technical ones, don't get me wrong. Well, I don't think they're technical. I would challenge anybody to say that there are any technical problems left that can't be overcome. For goodness sake. Anyway, there are an awful lot of those things going on, and it kind of brings me back. This isn't a new thing at all. This whole oil means trouble, means oil, means money, means trouble, and will eventually get everybody killed in a bloody war about black sticky stuff, etc. So, Tesla, I know I keep on harping on about him, but he was touching on that whole thing, and so was a guy called Thomas Morey, a very clever man from Utah, I think it was, Salt Lake City or whatever. This was a long time ago, you know, in the pre-Roswell, post-Tesla, black and white television, that whole conspiracy theory age kind of idea. And he was agreeing with Tesla that energy is actually there all around us already, and there's nothing we need to do other than to actually just tease it out. And he built a kind of a radio idea. I'll put a link up, and you can see what I mean. It's it simply just highlights to me that the technology is out there, and everybody's really groovy and stuff about it. The people opposing it are A, the people with money, who've got a lot to lose, and also the classical scientists who just won't believe anything unless it's proven by straightforward maths, etc. And it's also like the there's a guy called Rupert Sheldrake. Well, he's not a guy, he's actually a man. He's a man, he's not a guy. And he is onto this whole thing about extrasensory perception. Well, it's not actually extrasensory as such. Well, it depends, it's up for debate, basically. I can't remember the actual term for it, but it is the feeling you get when somebody's staring at you, even if it's from far away or even if it's through a CCTV camera or whatever, you know that somebody's actually watching you. You get that feeling. And it's noticeable. Like when pets, they can sense that their owners are going to come home before they actually can hear them, etc. It's that kind of connectedness, etc. And he's trying to prove it. I'll put a link up on the website. God, I'm putting an awful lot of links up this week, aren't I? Anyway, so that whole area just highlights to me that there's an awful lot going on that we are not well, we're kind of being hampered in getting to the bottom of a lot of stuff. And I think there's a whole lot more. Real life is actually much better and much more interesting and much more riveting and much more fantastic and spectacular than anybody could ever make up, is what I'm trying to get at. So, yes, back to the whole oil thing. That really cheeses me off. I simply just cannot get it out of my mind. I've got to go to work sometimes as well. I work from home, but when I do, I quite grudgingly sit in the car, one person, two-ton vehicle, you know, driving 200 miles. It's not really, you know, I don't feel good about it. Actually, I feel a bit like, environmental man.
I've decided not to take the bus or my bicycle. It's not really quicker, but I really do prefer my 5-litre Range Rover. It makes me feel important. You know, poor people are used to the rain, and...
Environmental man saves the world from yet another cretin.
Ooh, I think I'm actually going to have to tone down environmental man's methods, maybe with a custard pie or a lukewarm pot noodle or something that he throws after people, because, you know, it is... I'm not endorsing the use of... is that semi-automatic? I don't know. Is it automatic? Something that fires lots of bullets kind of thing, you know, because I'm sounding like I'm going to endorse the French police all of a sudden and their actions recently. So I'm going to... Maybe you could all write in to Hans Island at lycos.co.uk and maybe we could find a preferred weapon for environmental man apart from this thing. And obviously I'll have to associate it with some kind of sound file. But that's that. Actually, what I'll do is that I might actually put a web poll up that you can find at www.freewebs.com/Hans Island. Now, obviously, by web poll, I don't mean something that I'm going to be standing there dancing around kind of idea and holding on to. It's just a poll, as in opinion poll. So, but obviously that will limit it to multiple choice, which means that I have to come up with it, and it would be much better if... never mind, you all know what I mean. So write in, and we'll be doing this again at podcast number 15, which is astonishing by any measurement. So ciao, tschüss, and sayonara, and see you later. Bye-bye.
Dette program er lavet med gratis software for internettet som følger Audacity for soundmixing, hotrecorder for Skype recording. Tusind tak til Calpomat, fundet via flashkit.com for baggrundslyd. Ja, e-mail eller nok, kammerat. Dette podcast indeholder mine meninger alene og repræsenterer ingen organisationer, bevægelser eller ideologi. Hold fast på internettet som et frit medium.
This was made with free software found on the internet as follows: Audacity for sound mixing and Hot Recorder for Skype recording. Thanks and shout out to Calpomat, found via flashkit.com, for the excellent sound loops in the background. This recording contains my views and my opinions and does not represent any organizations, movements or ideologies. Let's keep the internet free.